Hello, Iva. Or is it
Hello,
Eva?
can you hear me? Yes,
Yes.
Iva. Yeah. Okay, I'm on a sale, so sometimes they go a little haywire.
Okay.
Thank you for taking my call. I have a question that's surrounding about three different health problems, but right now my problem is dealing with very high uric acid in the body. They want to put me on a medication for gout. Also, a very low potassium level, a very low iron level, and I have renal problem stage three, and my kidneys I don't want to jeopardize, and I'm on a lot of fluid pills because basically I'm a heart failure patient with heart disease, a lung patient with COPD and fibrosis, and it's just a daily walk of like being on the trampoline, trying to keep from tilting off either way, and just trying to get a little information that would help me to help my body to hold more of the potassium that I put in, hold in, absorb more of the iron, and keep the uric acid down.
Well, that's a very reasonable project to do. You've got quite a list of things that we would need to prioritize. But I would say number one, Iva, would be to lower that uric acid level because that would help prevent the kidneys from deteriorating even more. And the kidneys are actually an organ that can rebuild themselves, similar to the liver. So even though you're in stage three, it's possible you can regenerate kidney tissue. And one thing, a couple of supplements we recommend are one is called Rentone,
Spell that for me.
Rentone. And also something called Renatropin, spelled Renatropin. And those are my two favorite kidney supplements, and that can help to stabilize and even reverse some of that problem. But number one for you is reducing the level of uric acid in your body. So one simple way to do that, and I've had success with this for many patients using tart cherry extract, and you can buy the liquid or you can also take it in capsule form. It's one of the best anti-inflammatory foods, and it actually helps to dissolve a lot of that uric acid. So
And it's called tart, what? Tart
tart
cherry?
cherry, yeah, tart like tart cherry extract.
Oh, that's what I was looking for. Okay.
Yeah. So, and I've had a lot of patients who prevent flare-ups, just by either drinking it or taking that on a daily basis. So
Okay.
one.
Now, is that in regular grocery stores, or do you have to go to a particular health food store to
Well,
buy that item?
I'd probably go to a reputable health store. We do carry that in our dispensary.
Where are you located?
We're in Tukwila, right off of I-5 and 405, where those meet. So pretty.
Oh, I'm at I-5
And
and
405, yeah.
405.
Yes,
Yeah.
if you Google Tahoma Dispensary, you can probably get a good map of how to get there. One thing I like to coach you on too is trying to figure out what's causing the uric acid formation. So sometimes it's a lack of stomach acid in your body. So whenever you have more dense proteins in your diet, that's going to create more uric acid from the breakdown of the red meat
Yeah,
and
well,
certain other foods.
I have a esophagus serious problems and acid reflux. So it's difficult with all the medications I take every day, prescription medications, to keep a balance in the system. you know, in the stomach and all of that.
And
it's just trying to learn how to manage that. And it could be simple things, but, you know, doctor, what you don't know can really be as harmful sometimes as what you think you know.
That's true. Those are wise words. Yep. I would, I think you would be a good candidate to come to our clinic and see one of our docs and see if we could help you turn around some of these things.
Oh, I'd love that. I'd really love to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, if you give me an address and a phone number, I'll sure try to get myself in for, you know, call for an appointment and get set up.
Sure. Yeah, call on Monday. We're closed for the weekend, but call the Tahoma Clinic on Monday. That number is 206-812-9988.
9988.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I would do that, and then we can just kind of set up an appointment for me and go from there. Okay.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, that'll kind of eliminate me trying to write all the things down over the phone here. They can just tell me. We can
exactly.
Go over everything at the first appointment. Now, is it possible that maybe I can get an appointment with you?
I would think so, sure. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah. Tell them you talk to me on the radio and they'll set you up, okay?
Okay. Now, how do you pronounce your last name?
Sherman, like the general and the tank.
Oh,
S-H-E-R-M-A-N.
M-A-N. Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Iva, well, thanks so much for your call.
Yeah, and I'll let you get back to other callers. Appreciate it very much. Have a good day.
Thank you. All right. Well, we better take another break here, and we'll take some more calls right after that.